Hello, my name is Z, returning your call from customer service. Can I have your
No.
zip? Yes, my name is Z, returning your call from customer service. Can I have your zip code to further assist you?
17563.
17563. And can I have your first and last name?
Michael Shock.
Yes, sir. And can you confirm your address for me for security purposes?
375 Peters Creek Road, Beach Farms, Pennsylvania.
I see where you ordered the Complex Keto Cleanse and Complex Keto Burn back on the 8th of September. How can I help you today?
I wanted to know what these two charges was on my credit card.
Yes, sir. The charges that you're seeing to your account are for the purchases that you made back on the 8th of September. In the terms and conditions box where you check off if you're 18 years or older, it also states that you pay for the shipping and handling at the day of purchase, and they give you 14 days from the day that you place your order to call in and cancel. If you do not call in and cancel within that 14 days, they will charge you the full amount of that product, and that's why you're seeing those charges to your account.
Well, I did not do that.
Yes, sir. When you checked off the box that if you were 18 or older, you did agree to those terms and conditions. However, you could not have placed your order without agreeing to those terms and conditions because it would not let you place the order without agreeing to them.
No, I'm saying I did not do it.
Yes, sir. Do you know who could have placed these orders on your account back on the 8th?
No, I don't, but it doesn't matter. I want it stopped.
Yes, sir. I can get you a cancellation number to ensure that you don't receive any future charges to your account.
But I'm not paying $160 for something I don't want.
Yes, sir. I do apologize. However, whoever placed these orders with your card information, your address, your email address, and phone number agreed to the terms and conditions on the day of the 8th when they placed the order.
You know, you're nothing but thieves.
No, sir. It does state in the terms, conditions, everything.
No, I don't care what it said. I didn't do it. And if I don't find out who did it, then you're going to charge me. Even if I do find out who did it, you're going to charge me. You're nothing but thieves.
No,
you're
sir,
legal
we're not.
You legally stick people who did not place orders because I can't get out of it. How am I supposed to get out of it?
Sir, do you recall placing this order on the 8th?
I didn't do it.
So do you know who used your card information, sir?
To my knowledge, nobody except my wife, and she wouldn't do this.
Okay, give me just a second while I track the package.
Do you what?
I'm tracking the package, and it shows that it was delivered to your address on September 12th. It also has your email address.
There was nothing delivered here. There was nothing delivered here like that.
Yes, sir. Do you recall ordering anything for $7.49 and $6.59?
No.
Is it a possibility that your wife could have ordered these products for $7.49 and $6.59?
Anything's possible. I can ask her, but it doesn't matter. I do not want this.
Yes, sir. I do apologize.
And I'm not going to use it.
Yes, sir. I do apologize for the charges to your account. However, I cannot tamper with those charges because whoever placed these orders did agree to the terms and conditions when they placed the order on the 8th.
It doesn't. No, that's what you say. I have no proof of that.
Yes, sir. I do have
Somebody
the IP
else
address.
Could have done it.
Yes, sir. I do have the IP address where the product was ordered from, and it does show that it was ordered from your address. So it's showing the URL and the link that was used to place this order, and it's showing that it's coming from your exact address, and also the product was delivered to your address on the 12th. So
well,
that's
I
why
don't
it's going to be...
I personally don't know anything about it, and I
yes,
want
sir.
This stopped.
Yes, sir. I do apologize. However, it's
so
all the information...
Apparently, I'm going to get stuck for it.
Yes, sir. I do apologize for the charges to your account. However, all the information is matching up with the URL, the IP address, and the address. I can get you a cancellation number that just ensures that you won't be charged any further.
You better do that. And I'm still not satisfied with you getting this $160 for something I don't want. I'm going to find out if I can put that in as a fraud against you.
Yes, sir, I do apologize for the experience that you may have had. However, on our part, it's showing that it was placed from within your household.
I'm sure you covered yourself.
No,
I'm
sir.
Sure you covered yourself so you could keep doing this to people.
No, sir. It's not a fraud.
Give me the cancellation number.
Yes, sir.
I'm tired of being abused by you.
Yes, sir. I have taken a look over your account and out of account courtesy to you today. I can offer you a 35% refund to the charges to your account. Just because you're saying that you don't recall placing these orders, you don't know who could have placed these orders, I can issue you a 35% refund. However, a 100% refund will not be possible today because of all the information that's matching up. If you were to get your bank to call us back and we provide them with this information, they wouldn't give you a refund as well because it's showing that everything is matching up. But out of courtesy to you today, I can get you a 35%.
Well, you do what you can do, and I'll contact the bank later.
It would not be necessary for you to have to contact your bank because I'm issuing you a 35% refund. But I'm stating that
all right,
stay on the line with me while I get you a cancellation number, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir. I do have that cancellation number ready for you to write down.
All right. Can you also send it to me in my email?
I don't have the authorization to do that, sir. But however, this confirmation number just ensures. So it's going to be C as in Charlie, F as in Frank, 4, E as in Edward, 988. F as in Frank, A as in Apple, 60.
All right.
Yes, sir, and you should see a 35% refund of the last two transactions to your account charged back in about 3 to 5 business days. I do apologize for the inconvenience. I do apologize, but on our part, it's showing that everything, all the information is matching up to your address. So I do apologize. However, out of courtesy to you today, I will be issuing you 35%.
Okay.
Yes, sir, and I thank you for calling customer service and have a wonderful day.
Okay.